This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Nancy Pelosi admits issues like abortion lost Democrats the presidency. Last week, when abortion advocates complained that Democrats welcomed a pro-life candidate from Omaha, the party reflexively declared unity and loyalty to abortion. Despite the former speaker's admission, she called pro-lifers anti-choice voters, it remains unclear if Democrats will be able to reverse years of abortion advocacy. The Senate Judiciary Committee is asking the FBI and the Justice Department for criminal investigation of alleged Planned Parenthood marketing and sales of abortion specimens. Committee Chair Chuck Grassley cited decades of utter failure to enforce such laws. An Irish committee of citizens may have taken cues from abortion interests. The use of abortion providers as supposed impartial experts fuels pro-life fears that the committee's recommendations may offer an excuse for a referendum on Ireland's constitution, particularly its pro-life Amendment 8. This is Life News Radio. After facing the reality of abortion, the next thing to face is that there are millions of women, men also, with an abortion in their past who need and deserve love. Yes, love and healing after an abortion. If you or someone you love is hurting after abortion, visit hopeafterabortion.com or call 888-456-HOPE. In other headlines, former Texas politician Wendy Davis is declaring that all feminists support abortion. Davis is joined by Hillary Clinton, who, receiving an award, called pro-life advocates merely groups of men. And a resolution on child abuse in Alaska now has an amendment including abortion in child abuse. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.